You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Kate Barrington. She's the author of Hashimoto's Thyroiditis, Healing Diet. Kate, tell us about some of the foods that can really make a difference for people with Hashimoto's.
Well, the Hashimoto's diet that I sort of wrote about in this book is one that I developed from something called the autoimmune paleo diet, which was actually developed by someone else, Sarah Ballantyne. And it's founded on the paleo diet, which probably a lot of people are familiar with. It's also called the caveman diet sometimes. But that's a diet that excludes things like dairy, gluten, grains, sugars, legumes, that kind of stuff. So that's the foundation of the diet, but then there's other things that you need to exclude based on things that affect your thyroid in particular. That includes some nuts, seeds, eggs, and nightshade vegetables like tomatoes, eggplant, and peppers.
And so let's go through the day. You know, if somebody has Hashimoto's, if they have a thyroid issue, what kind of food should they be eating for breakfast?
Well, you can eat sort of fruits, I guess, are always a good thing. One of the things you can do is, instead of using regular flour, use coconut flour if you want to make some pancakes or make bread for French toast. So you can kind of do regular breakfast food, just got to do them in a different way.
Okay. So, you know, we're cutting out most of our carbohydrates, are we, in this? Or just...
Carbohydrate diet, yes, but... My diet in the book sort of specifically tells you how many servings of different groups that you should be eating per day so that you get your all the nutrients you need. And one of the groups is sort of starchy vegetables, which are the higher carbohydrate things that are supposed to replace, like bread and grains and that kind of thing.
Right. And so... What should people be having for lunch? Should they be having, you know, if they're having fruit for breakfast and some of these coconut flour type, you know, recipes that you have in the book, what are some of the things that, you know, they should be considering for lunch?
Well, lunch has got a lot of options. You can always do something with soups or salads, and you can add any kind of protein you want to that besides eggs. You can add like chicken, seafood, and you can always add like natural herbs and spices for flavor if you want to change things up a little bit.
And are there certain meats that you know, people should avoid with thyroid disease, like Hashimoto's?
I'm sorry?
Are there certain types of protein or meats that we should be avoiding if we have thyroid or Hashimoto's disease?
Not necessarily. You want to focus on the leaner proteins, so seafood, chicken, turkey, lean cuts of beef. You can eat sausage and other things like that. You just want to kind of moderate it.
Okay. And, you know, what about for vegans and vegetarians? Are they having a harder time when it comes to Hashimoto's? Are they more susceptible to having Hashimoto's?
Not necessarily. I mean, a lot of the changes that, a lot of the exclusions that you have to make for this Hashimoto's diet kind of align with the vegan and vegetarian principles anyway. You might just have to do some different things for the proteins, like choose a vegan protein powder to throw in your smoothie or something. And there are vegetables that have protein, and you can kind of work your way around it.
What is it about protein that really helps people with thyroid or Hashimoto's disease?
Well, protein is made up of amino acids, and those are kind of the building blocks that help you to regenerate the tissue that's sort of being destroyed by your autoimmune condition.
And so is there certain types of protein that, you know, that we should be considering if we have thyroid issues?
Not necessarily. Just protein is protein. Like, animal protein is generally the best because it contains all of your essential amino acids. But if you're vegan or vegetarian, there are definitely ways to work around it.
And let's talk about, you know, for people with autoimmune disease, what kind of snacks, what kind of treats can we make or can we consider?
You can make a lot of different things, like fruit salads are easy. You can use some of your favorite fruits and vegetables, slice them up real thin, and then bake them to make chips. You can use the coconut flour to make muffins, or there's a lot of different options.
Now, once people get, they start getting, thyroid issues, are they more susceptible to other autoimmune diseases as well?
Yeah, there is a higher risk for people that have one autoimmune disease to have another, but it's not a guaranteed thing. It's just kind of something you want to watch out for, watch for symptoms, and always talk to your doctor if you notice something happening.
And Kate, in terms of exercise, you mentioned that people with Hashimoto's and thyroid issues are really kind of tired. Is exercise a good thing for them?
Well, exercise is always a good thing, but with the Hashimoto's thyroiditis, you have to be really careful because a lot of the issue with your hormonal imbalance and stuff like that is that, where you're right, you do feel tired, but it also just puts a lot of stress on your body. So if you have Hashimoto's, you don't want to start training for a marathon or something. You want to just do a little bit of exercise at a time so that you're not overstressing your body but still getting the benefits. So in the book, I talk about something called high-intensity interval training, which sounds kind of scary, but it's actually really simple. It's just you alternate between periods of exercising really hard for a minute and then kind of backing off for a minute. You just do that for 15 to 20 minutes, and it gives you it burns a lot of calories in a short period of time and kind of gives you the exercise you need without putting too much stress on your body.
And what kind of high-intensity exercises do you recommend, in that period?
It doesn't have to be, like, running or jogging. You don't even have to do anything that difficult. Like, you can do it with walking. Like, you walk quickly or you walk up a hill for a little while and then you slow down for a little bit. You can do it with body weight exercises, like do push-ups for 30 seconds and rest for 15 seconds. It's really... You can customize it to whatever your ability level is.
What about people that are elderly? Is it, what kind of age group is more typically gets thyroid issues? Is there a certain age when people, when it turns up for people?
It's kind of that middle age is sort of when all these things come together.
So you're saying around 35, 40 is when most people get it?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, Kate, in terms of family support, what do people with Hashimoto's need, if they have an autoimmune disease like this?
Well, there's a lot of ways your family can support you. Helping you to remember to take your thyroid pills, because you got to do that every day at certain times for the best results to make sure that you're getting that hormone replacement so your thyroid can heal. Having people around the house to just help you do the things maybe you don't have the energy to do, driving you to doctor's appointments, just kind of being there for general support, I think, is a big thing.
Now, if we were... theoretically, if people had, they felt sluggish, is there certain tests that need to be, that the doctors do for testing for Hashimoto's?
Yeah, there are certain tests. They're all kind of related to your thyroid hormone. Your thyroid produces a couple of different hormones, so there's different blood tests that sort of test the amount that your thyroid is producing, and there's a certain level that is considered normal. And if your test result comes in below that, then it sort of suggests maybe something's going on with your thyroid, and then your doctor might try an antibody test as well, which is an indication of autoimmune activity. Mm. So sort of all of those tests together will give you the diagnosis of Hashimoto's.
And are there any natural supplements, or is there any specific types of food that really can support the thyroid during this illness?
Yeah, in the book, I actually have a section about different vitamins and mineral supplements that can boost your thyroid. In particular, we're also helping to heal your gut and reduce inflammation in general. And some of those things are zinc and selenium, iodine, B vitamins, vitamin D, you want to get out in the sun, fish oil, and probiotics are really helpful too.
Okay. And do people notice a difference when they take these kind of supplements?
I mean, it's different for everybody. It kind of depends what other dietary changes you're making. If you haven't cut out those inflammatory things like the gluten and the dairy, then taking those supplements might not work as well. So it's kind of all-inclusive approach that you want to take to it.
And have you heard of people that have reversed Hashimoto's with nutrition, with diet, like you talk about in the book?
Yeah, definitely. When it comes to autoimmune disease, it's usually referred to as going into remission. You're never cured of the disease, but with diet and with your thyroid pills, you can definitely manage your symptoms and not really have any flare-ups.
In terms of what other tips you could give to people dealing with Hashimoto's, what would you recommend?
I'd recommend definitely talk to your doctor, because he's going to be able to diagnose what stage your Hashimoto's is in and sort of what condition your thyroid is in. That'll determine what kind of the thyroid supplements you need to get that back in order. And that's sort of the foundation you want to start with. And then all the dietary changes are going to help boost the effects of those thyroid supplements.
What are the stages of Hashimoto's disease?
Okay.
You mentioned different stages of Hashimoto's disease. What are they?
There's not really specific, like, set stages. It's just sort of a progressive thing that if you don't get it treated, your thyroid will continue to degrade, and we'll notice more intense symptoms.
So, Kate, we only have a couple minutes left, and I'm wondering if you could just remind people or, you know, tell people that just came into the call what Hashimoto's disease, what thyroid issues, you know, what it is, thyroiditis, and then maybe tell us where we can get the book and some other information like that, your website.
All right, well, Hashimoto's disease is the most common cause of hypothyroidism. It's an autoimmune disease as well, which means that your own immune system is sort of attacking your cells. And for Hashimoto's, the cells they're attacking are in your thyroid. And your thyroid is the gland that sort of controls how much of other hormones your body produces, and it specifically controls your metabolism. So that's why a lot of people who talk about thyroid issues also have issues with their weight. They're losing too much weight or gaining too much weight. So that can sometimes be a symptom, but a lot of people just notice chronic fatigue because, as you know, there's the autoimmune component really attacks your intestines, which can influence or can impair your ability to absorb nutrients. One of the biggest physical signs people notice at first is a goiter, or the swelling in your neck area, and that's when they start to really think that something's wrong, and they go to the doctor. You want to get tested for your thyroid hormone and antibody test. That'll tell you kind of what's going on. And then once you have your Hashimoto's diagnosis, not the ones of the world. You know, it's a really, really treatable disease, and you get your medication and make some dietary changes, which I talk about specifically in the book. I talk about the autoimmune paleo diet, which is sort of the foundation for my Hashimoto's thyroiditis healing diet. And the book will kind of walk you through everything you need to eliminate from your diet, how long you need to keep it off, how many servings of each thing, and then there's just a whole bunch of recipes. So it's really easy. It kind of tells you exactly what you need to do. And that book is, again, called Hashimoto's Thyroiditis Healing Diet. You can find it on Amazon, and I believe BarnesandNoble.com. It'll be a couple different places.
Kate, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been great having you. The book, again, is called Hashimoto's Thyroiditis, and I'm glad I'm not the only one that mispronounces that. So, again, it's the Hashimoto's Thyroiditis Healing Diet by Kate Barrington, and you said on Amazon. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Kate Rayam-Blue, and we're going to be talking about brain fog.